Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. And today we have Sean Thompson with us. And anybody that listens to radio in Chicago knows Sean. Welcome, Sean. He was actually walking past the studio when we're doing the show, and we grabbed him and pulled him in here.
Thanks. This is a relevant issue. What you're doing is a service, and especially now when people have the opportunity to take advantage of what I think are extremely low interest rates.
It's crazy.
And I'm going to tell you another thing. I think they're forced to be this low.
Yeah.
And if you're, you know, there is a way to intelligently leverage debt. Now, normally I'm an anti-debt guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you intelligently leverage it,
right,
the debt can in turn build wealth for you.
Sure.
So if you're doing it with a cap rate, right, or you're it's an investment property, or it's a vacation property, you're turning into a money-making property, which is what I do. Because you asked me what I did. I'm actually a real estate broker by profession.
Yeah. He also has a cigar store.
Cigar store.
So promote the cigar store.
Well, no,
what is
the
it?
Cigar store is a private social club. I don't want to get too many communists in there. You know, we're in Chicago, and I asked you specifically. I said, "Where are you from?" And I can't believe you went from bad to worse. You went West Virginia to Illinois.
Dude, I'm 54. I just turned 54 Saturday.
Hey, don't look at the over 55.
Yeah, no, it's good. And, you know, when I was growing up, it was steel mills and coal mines.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Oh, no, exactly.
So that's what brought
the government
me.
Killed them.
I have
not
a degree
China.
In economics, so I'm like, okay, I need to go to Chicago or New York.
So you have a degree in economics. So I was a commodity trader.
Got it.
All right, 18 years old, I was going to Columbia for film, and I got a job as a runner at the Mercantile Exchange.
Sweet.
Well, the crash happened in 87.
That's why I was here. Yeah. That's what brought me here to do that, to learn those ropes. Nobody would hire me.
Greatest
job. So I started the mortgage stuff then.
Smart.
31 years later, I'm still doing it.
So I became a financial, a registered investment advisor, and I didn't like that world. And I'll tell you what I mean by it. It's inhabited, like your profession for the most part, by people who are willing to take advantage of the ignorant people. That's why people in your position are very important, and especially if they have good character. So, you know, that's why I'd heard about you, and I think that's important.
Yeah.
Because sometimes a person in this position with bad character creates a massive problem, but there's also a willing participant. I have a little different view on things.
I get it.
There's not a bank in the world that ever held a gun to somebody's head and said, take the money.
Everybody applied for the loan. Yes.
So,
yes. We can talk. Maybe one show we'll talk about that, and we might tick off some people. But I've been doing this for 30 years.
You know what I tell my kids?
I saw all that stuff.
Yeah. You know what I tell my kids? The truth doesn't have manners.
Yeah.
Doesn't have manners. Yeah. It just is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it
and
is.
And sometimes the truth isn't nice to hear, but it's important to hear.
It is. I turn people away every day. You know, somebody will call me and say, you know, here's my rate, here's my this, here's my that. You know, can I get a better mortgage? I can bamboozle them and say, yeah, we can put you in a 30-year, you got 8 years left. We'll put you in a 30-year loan and kind of get through that.
You're scamming the people when you do that.
Exactly. And I don't do that. I'm like,
I mean, I knew that. And here's what it's important. You know, as a broker, I hear young people and old people. The funny thing is, ignorance isn't age specific. They don't understand when you borrow money, you're paying three times the money you borrow.
Yeah.
Three times.
Easy.
You borrow $100,000. If you do not make that extra payment a year, you are paying $300,000.
Yeah.
And through a little financial discipline, you can take a 30-year mortgage and kill it in 9 years. Yep. You know, amateurize, most people don't understand, means to kill. You're killing the debt.
Yeah.
So it's important that you understand, don't do what they want you to do. Because if you do what they want you to do, you're the pigeon.
I don't know if you've ever seen any of the modifications. Those are nuts. So what will happen in those is, let's say you fell behind 2, 3, 4 months, you know, in your payments. They'll say, okay, we'll modify your loan.
Oh,
we're going to bring down your payment. We're going to do this. They raise your rate most of the time.
Yeah.
They put you on a 40-year term most of the time. They take all your deficiency balance, throw it on the end. So after 40 years, you still have a balance.
But you see, the people that get those documents. So here's, I've watched as the, what I think is a bad organization.
Yeah.
The Consumer Financial Protection Agency. I've watched as they've backdoor seized lending so that now everybody is in essence a franchisee of the government, right? Yeah, so I don't agree with that.
Got it. Okay.
And I get their point, but even in what their changes, the laws that they've changed, they're not specifically addressing what is the number that you're actually paying. See, that's what the people need to understand.
Right.
It's not just the $300 you're borrowing. It's the $964 you're paying. If you do not take advantage of the opportunity of having the money.
Right.
So leverage, if the person has integrity and if the person is smart, the borrower, I'm a fan of leverage.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always reminded of those guys who own the Blackhawks. You know, the family that owns the Blackhawks.
Yeah. What
the hell's their name? My, it escapes me right now.
George? No, he's not in
George. Yeah. Rocky Wirtz.
Yeah, the Wirtz family. Yes.
And Mr. Wirtz was a hardcore business guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he built up the liquor business. That's how they made their money. They're liquor distributors. And his son was going to buy a house, and he said, "Okay, go buy a house." And now he had paid his son well, and his son had money, and he went and bought a house, and he got a mortgage. And his son said, "And he said, well, what's the number you're going to pay?" He said, "No, Dad, I got the mortgage. And you know, this is 100 years ago. I got the mortgage for $75,000. Why? Why'd you get the mortgage for $75,000 when you could have bought the house? You know."
Right.
If you want to borrow the money to leverage it, fine. But do you understand how much you're paying if you pay it back? And do you know he made him sell the house? Because he didn't understand.
No,
you're borrowing $75,000, you're paying back $200,000.
Yeah.
But you're giving people the advantage because I'm giving you access to the money to get your dream house.
Mm-hmm.
You can now achieve it for far less than you would if you just followed the plan.
Right.
That to me is the most important thing to educate the buyer.
Yeah.
And that's what I try to do.
I had somebody in the other day. And we ran the numbers, and I'm like, the person was in their 60s, and they're like, you know, I don't want to go back to a 30-year mortgage. But I was like, it was a consolidation loan and things. So we packaged it all together. I said, you know what? You could pay off all these credit cards and everything you have, and it was a weird situation. So, but I'm like, you can continue to pay the same monthly payment you're paying now, and you have like 2 years left on your house. If you continue that and we get rid of everything you have, why don't we put you on a 6-year term, and you're paid off versus... And we can go 15, 20, whatever.
Yeah.
But most of the time, they don't make that extra payment.
No.
That's why I'm always reluctant. Here's your 30-year term, but how many people pay that extra payment? Not many. And if you could just kind of
beat
in their head to just send in one extra payment, it pays it off so much early.
It literally chops it in less than half.
Got it. Where do you focus? You said you just got back from Florida.
So yeah, I was an Illinois real estate broker, and when you're selling real estate, you're in essence selling a piece of the state. You're selling the you're selling the town, you're selling the county, you're selling the state.
Right.
In good conscience, I looked at the numbers and I looked at what was
going.
Happening. Well, you can't. Yeah. My clients are my friends. I'm very picky now.
Got it.
I only take people I like.
Got it.
Right. And I just wouldn't like you. I mean, I like you. I wouldn't say, hey, you got to buy this house. It's a steal.
Right.
No, it's hot potato. When you are buying in a bad climate, you're buying the debt. You're buying the bankruptcy. You're buying a piece of the problem. So I couldn't give that advice. So 4.5 years ago, I looked at the country and I know what I like. And I went to South Florida. I've been going back and forth for 20 years. I've loved it.
Yeah.
Love it. So I sell from Fort Myers to Marco Island on the West Coast.
Sweet.
And I sell from Pompano to South Beach on the East Coast.
Got it.
So, you know, I love working, baby. I do.
Yeah.
To me, it's fun. I enjoy it. And in the business we're in, we're giving people, you know, I grew up, I was a renter my whole life. My mother and father were divorced. I lived as a renter. And I always thought, man, if I could just one day own a piece of America, it was American Dream when I was a kid.
Right.
And I educated myself on how to do it. And that's why I'm very opinionated about where to do it and how to do it. You have to have those pieces.
Right.
Because just wanting something... You know, that makes you propose to girls in strip joints. That's not good either.
How's the Florida market compared to here?
10 times better because the state is 10 times better.
Yeah.
Right?
I had about a month or two ago, I had a gentleman who used to be a hedge fund guy.
Yeah.
Now he does Airbnb real estate. He's buying properties all over the world and
that's what
renting
I do.
Them. Oh, do you?
Yeah. In fact, I did it by accident.
Okay.
And it was a dear friend of somebody here in the station who was a dear friend of mine.
Okay.
And we bought a house in Naples, Florida on the water.
All right.
And the house across the street, some guy's like, I said, oh, he walked over. I thought he was a neighbor. He said, no, I'm an Airbnb guy. I said, oh, really? He said, yeah. He said, you know, I get to come and live in this neighborhood every 3 weeks. And, I, you know, it's $500 a night, but it's a multi-million dollar house.
Yeah.
And I take my wife and kids and we love it. So
Beats
I said,
renting.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, going to a hotel.
Yeah. And, you know, it's the pool. So we bought the house and I told my buddy, I said, listen, why don't you turn this into a little moneymaker for you? And we did it a year ago, and it's mega successful, and we're doing it now.
That
so
is awesome.
I'm doing it on both coasts, and you can really primarily do it in single family because associations don't want that.
Yeah.
But you know, you're letting somebody else help buy your dream.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what the beauty of real estate is that there's many different ways to monetize it, and it's always about the equity value you're getting.
Right.
That's what we're working for. So that we have equity in our lives. So do it smart. Borrow the money smart. Understand what you're doing. And don't obligate yourself to something you're willing to let other people pay. It's because it's the character of the borrower why America's in this position.
Got it.
The fact of strategic defaults, which I've never heard you promote, which I think people in your business that do are real scumbags.
Yeah.
And it crushes the good people in the country.
I get in arguments with attorneys and that go to that route. You know, the bank ripped me off or they did.
Scum.
I mean, some people were duped and some people were duped.
Some people wanted to be duped.
Yeah. 99% of the customers or the home buyers, you signed the contract. You lived in that house for 5 years.
You know what I tell people? Show me in a promissory note where it says you only have to pay it back if the value goes up.
It goes up, right. I don't know if you have time, but if you do, I'd like you to stick around if you can for the next segment. I don't know if you do or not. Or you got to go, we'll do this
Can
maybe
I come
next
back
week.
Next week?
You betcha.
I'm so sorry.
What I want to do is I want to talk about how people can get in touch with you to do the Airbnb.
Oh,
how to buy. Do you manage?
Yeah, I do it
okay.
all.
Okay. So we can get in touch with you. You can help buy. Hopefully I can do the financing. They can do the Airbnbs.
Absolutely.
And you can teach them the process on how to do this. And
I'll make you a deal. I'll be back next week.
Awesome.
We'll do the same segment.
You betcha. Love
all right,
you, man.
Thank you, brother.
All
I appreciate it.
Take care. Be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. I want to give a huge shout out to Sean. I'm in the studio. He's walking past, and George, the producer's like, dude, you got to get him in there. He's a hilarious. He's a great guy. He's a realtor, and he does a lot of business, and he's very informative.
I work with Sean quite a bit, and he was here recording his Liberty Hour podcast. Yeah. that he does during the week, but he also does the Liberty Hour Sunday nights.
That's awesome. So he's on, if anybody listens
on
to AM 560 in Chicago, you probably know him. And you also said that he's a caller in.
Oh, yeah. He's a legend. He calls national shows. He calls our morning show. He calls other stations shows.
Cool.
Yeah, he's like a perennial radio thorn in the side of anybody who's not libertarian, essentially, because what we do is... We have a libertarian show where we make everybody mad.
There you go.
It's fun.
So the coolest thing is, and I'm going to try to get, or George is actually going to talk with Sean for us, maybe see if we can get him on once a week.
Yeah, we're going to get him at least a semi-regular thing.
Yeah. And even if he's walking by and we can grab him and pull him into the show. The nice thing is, in Illinois, if you're looking to buy a home, Sean's not a big proponent of buying in Illinois. I get it. The offset of that, or the other side of that coin, is, you know, rent. I see people, if you're paying rent, you're paying somebody's mortgage. Okay. That's the way I look at it.
Yep.
So many times I can help people get into a home cheaper than what they're paying in rent. But yes, there are some, now you have some liabilities of, you know, the furnace goes out, the roof leaks, this and that. The other side of that spectrum is, you're probably going to get a little bit of appreciation.
Yeah. You're at least building equity.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not going into the fire.
And I've even said, if you buy a house for $100,000 now and you've had it for 15 years and it doesn't appreciate at all, At least you probably owe 50 grand on it or less.
Yeah.
So you have that 50,000 cushion.
And you've still gotten your money's worth because you would have been paying at least that much in rent.
Exactly. And you're getting a tax benefit. I did an analysis for somebody the other day, and on my website, it's 1160mortgage.com. You can go over to resources and go down to calculators. There's about 20 of them there. And there's a tax benefits calculator. And this girl would save, it was like $400 a month, not Ooh. Save, but that was her tax.
Not insignificant.
Benefit. Not at all. So, I mean, it's like, so now she's going to get another $4,800 or $5,000 back in her tax refund because of that. So, but the intriguing part I thought of is I have real estate in or something in Florida. It's bouncy, but right now, I think is phenomenal. And that's where he dominates. He is down in that area. So what I'd like to do is if we can have him on here once a week, at least, is to talk to us or educate all of us saying the Airbnb thing is awesome. So we had, remember we had that guy, Rich
something. It was like short-term rental university.
And he was a big Airbnb guy.
Yeah. Former hedge fund guy. That's what you're talking about with Sean.
So if Sean can help us with this, and not only educate us, but he knows Florida.
He's managing it himself. He doesn't have a staff to do that.
So he can educate us on the process. He can educate us on the areas and help us look. He can property manage it for us. I can help you with the financing. You can have a built-in turnkey rental system and use that money to pump back in, as that other, the short-term rental real estate university guy told us, you know, start applying all that money to your mortgage. I mean, you could have a whole hoard of real estate, you know, in the next 10 years. Will we see another blip in the radar in real estate? Yeah. But if you're paying down that mortgage with all the monies that you're getting, and he was saying he gets like 2 to 3 times the amount of monthly income or revenue through the Airbnb system than he would on long-term rentals. That was the whole purpose of that.
Right.
You know, if you can get a property now, and let's say there's a crash in 8-10 years, you could be at almost have those houses paid free and clear by that time.
Yeah. And if you want to get out, then you're not hampered by being way underwater on it, like a lot of people were.
And you can have Sean. In the worst case scenario, you just rent it. Let it just pay its mortgage, and you just, it went down in value, but you still have the property. You still have the asset.
Yeah.
It's paying for itself. It's not costing you anything.
Yeah, burn it down. Take the insurance.
So that was kind of cool that he came in. So
he's a very freewheeling guy as far as that goes, especially with the real estate, and he really does know his stuff.
Yeah,
he really does know anything that he does. He just immerses himself in.
So that's what I'd like to see if we can we can do that down the road, or you know, starting here very soon, because he was, like I said, he was walking past the office. George was like, hey, jump into Dan's show and you know, do a segment of the show. So I wish he could have stayed here for both segments.
It's literally six seconds of prep.
So tell the audience who, because we're on AM 1160.
Correct.
And we're also on YouTube and the other social media. So they might not know who Sean is.
Correct.
So tell them a little bit about Sean, what he does, to kind of preference it to when he comes in the future. You kind of have a feel for who he is.
So right now we're on AM 1160, which is Hope for Your Life. It's WYLL Chicago, right?
Yeah.
We have a sister station, which is literally across the hall here, which I also work at, which is AM 560 The Answer. And Sean, aside from calling in perennially and habitually to many, many radio shows, we do a show on Sunday night called the Liberty Hour.
Got it.
And it's just whatever's on Sean's mind, which is horrific for me as his producer. But it does make for some entertaining radio, because I'll pull 30 cuts of audio and we'll use 4. But we always try to cram it in. We stream it live, so you can look it on YouTube or Facebook if you want to see him on Facebook. He's Sean from Elmwood Park. And that's his call-in name. So if you hear him on a radio show, like a national radio show, call into like Mike Gallagher or stuff like that, and it'll be Sean from Elmwood Park.
Got it. He also has a something in regards to cigars.
Yeah, he's got a cigar shop that's sort of his own personal little hangout den that he just he kicks people out of regularly for wearing Che Guevara shirts and stuff like that. It's really funny. He drives to Florida. He doesn't fly.
Really?
Yeah, he refuses to fly. I think it's just an efficiency thing. Huh. If you can make the overnight... Yeah, okay.
That's a whole...
And I've had this conversation. This is getting off topic in that, but I've had this conversation a number of times with a number of people. If you are going to... Let's say you want to go to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
You pack up your stuff. You go to the airport.
You're there for 2 hours.
You go through security. You're waiting for the plane. Even if it's not delayed, you're waiting for the plane. The plane goes. You land. You got to get an Uber or a cab. You got to get to a Walgreens to buy shampoo because you couldn't check. You couldn't bring it. A bag and all that. So you're burning 11 to 12 hours on that. I can drive to D.C. in 10 and a half.
Yeah. I grew up right outside of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And it takes me 8 hours to drive.
Yeah.
But again, it's an hour and a half flight.
Yeah.
So I go to the airport. I leave my house at, whatever. So 2.5 hours pre-early.
Sure.
That's not good English. Early.
Yeah. Pre-flight.
I get there, sit there for an hour, fly for an hour and a half, get there, have whoever pick me up or what. I saved an hour and a half.
You're burning about the same amount of time.
$700.
And so, in the meantime, you were exposed to everybody's measles and tuberculosis and everything else at the airport. Whereas in your car, you can, have a cigar, listen to some music, enjoy the scenery.
Yep. Got it.
Ground level.
So here's what I wanted to, preference this to for future shows. We're going to ask Sean to come in. What we want to educate you on is rentals in Florida, great area, especially the areas that he's in.
The hot area.
It's hot, hot temperature and hot.
That's who he is.
And prices. And he's in very, very, very elite areas.
Yeah.
So your cost of entry might be big. But your returns are huge.
Yes.
Okay. So then you're getting also a person that can help, walk you through. I always preference myself is why me? Why not the other guy for mortgages?
Because the process is managed.
It's me. You're dealing with me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say, the whoever you called in, they told you the wrong information. No, you talk to me. So what I want to do in please, if you're listening to the show, we might be rambling a little bit. I want your feedback in this show.
Radio term is burning time.
Burning time. what I'd like to do is if you could call in, email me or comment, down below. If you're watching this on YouTube, let me know what you want us to talk to Sean about. Do you want to see, he mentioned the areas he's in. You want to know what price ranges there are, what price ranges he fits into, what some numbers look like, what's the rental market look like? How much is it pulling in? What's your return on investments?
Yeah.
What does it take to qualify? Anything you have that either I or Sean can answer, and I'll try to see if I can kind of tap him into a lot of the YouTube stuff. Channel pieces of things, so maybe he can comment as well. This could be huge, guys, because do you want to invest in real estate in Illinois for rentals? I don't know, but if we can give you the opportunity to do that in Florida, especially Airbnb, and you go down there once every couple months and you stay in that property for a week,
you get a vacation.
It's free.
Home
it's
paid
free.
By other people. Yeah.
So
we should clarify one thing too, and I'll clarify it. When Sean was talking about sort of being a fiduciary for his, representative for his clients and not advising them to, in good conscience, to buy in Illinois, he will help you buy in Illinois if you ask him to. It's not like he runs away from it. He's just not going to advise you for that. Like,
right.
I'm in a position where, and I've known Sean for a while now, but I'm in a position where I have to be where I am.
Right. Same here.
So I pick I pick the most cost-effective and reasonable place to be. Yeah.
Well, like I was saying, most of the times when I'm helping somebody buy their first home, most of the times their mortgage payment is less than their rent.
Oh, yeah.
And again, when you pay rent...
Even including insurance and taxes and stuff.
When you pay rent, the money's going somewhere. It's like all these social programs where it's like, the money isn't coming out of thin air to pay into these social programs. It's taxpayer money. So when you're paying a rent payment, it's paying somebody else's mortgage. So we'll leave it at that. So again, I hope you find this information very informative today. Please, today's show, I need you to comment. I need to know what questions you want to get answers to. You can reach me at D. Frio, F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. You can call me at 630-338-1160. or check me out on YouTube. Just go to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio and you'll find me. I have over 300 videos there. So God bless. I hope you like the show, and we will be back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Take care.
You've been listening to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.